在线英语听力室 tinroom.com 欢迎您。
Goodness.
Hello everyone, this is Robin.
And Maura.
And we're back again with our Curious Questions podcast that we do each and every week.
And here we answer any questions that you might have that you're not sure about. So keep sending your questions in.
You guys remember the email? That is questions@culips.com. That's culips.com. Now, the next question we have is from Mariko in Japan. And she asks,
I'm having difficulty in correctly pronouncing the following two. Would you help me to improve my pronunciation and...Give me some tips. Here are the examples. I won't go as I won't go out with him any longer because he is a jerk.
Wow.
And I want to go as I want to go out and have a good time tonight.
So just to be clear, the first example was won't. That is...Will not as a contraction, W-O-N apostrophe T. The second example was the verb want, and want is often followed by the preposition to. They sound the same because they almost look the same. They both are W and then a vowel and then an N and a T.
I wonder if you can hear the difference in this episode.I hope so. If you're having any trouble hearing the difference and want to understand this pronunciation episode, go to our website, culips.com, and see the transcripts in lip service.
So with won't, we have an O. And the second example with want, we have an A.This is a big distinction to make because if you listen closely, these vowel sounds are pronounced differently and can help you distinguish between them.
In won't, we hear whoa.
Mm-hmm.
The mouth looks like an O. The lips move out and back in a little, but they don't lose the O shape.
In want, we hear a short A sound, ah. The mouth is more open, and the corners of the mouth are lower. The bottom lip drops when you are pronouncing this sound, ah. Again, this is hard to visualize, so it may be a good idea to get an image at our website. Try saying it yourself and pay attention to the shape of your mouth.
Mariko asked aboutWon't and want to. Want with to following it. This is even easier to hear the difference between if we look at the syllables. Do you know the word syllable? It is the number of beats in a word, or in this case, more than one word.
An easy way to count syllables while speaking is to use your fingers.That's what I do, actually.
That's what Maura does.
Okay. We say won't and we count one. We say want to and we count to two. We count one, two. Even if we say want to really fast, it still has two syllables, two beats. Even if we say want to, sometimes we don't pronounce the two properly. It has two syllables.Even if we say wanna, which is a really, really fast way to say want to, we still have two syllables.
Do you know wanna? If you listen to movies or films in English or speak with any native English speakers, then I am sure you have heard it. It is never appropriate to write this unless you're writing to a good friend orespecially in text messaging.
Here are some examples of wanna being used. I don't want to go to the party. She she said she didn't want to come. Do you want to dance?
That last one is actually the title of a famous song.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Do you want to dance? That's how it goes.
Okay. Now back to won't and want.
Is it any clearer now?
Listen closely again.
I won't go. I want to go.
If you still can't hear the difference, listen to this episode again. To keep practicing is the best advice.
If you want to check your comprehension and knowledge of this podcast, go to our website and check out the lip service.
Well, thanks again, everyone, for listening, and I hope we answered a question that really helps you out in your day-to-day life. And we'll be back again next week, so until then, have a wonderful week.
And keep sending us your questions.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.